Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Brown University's president placed its campus police chief on leave as the Rhode Island University reviews its security policies. Earlier this month, a gunman killed two students and injured nine others.
Hundreds of Alabama funeral goers mourned a Brown University sophomore killed in a recent campus shooting attack. Friends and family members gathered at the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham.
Why have we come together? From many places, in many settings, some from far away. We've come to honor Ella Cook, to thank God for her light and her life.
19-year-old Ella Cook and another student were killed December 13th when a gunman opened fire during a study session. Authorities believe a former graduate student carried out that attack. He was later found dead in New Hampshire. Cook was studying French, math, and economics at Brown, where she also served as vice president of the College Republicans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Texas, multiple people have died after a Mexican Navy plane crashed. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Officials say at least five people are dead following the crash of a small Mexican Navy plane near Galveston. The Monday afternoon crash has set off a search in the waters off the Texas coast. Mexico's Navy says in a statement that four of the people aboard were Navy officers and four were civilians. It's not immediately clear who has died. Two of the people aboard were members of a nonprofit that provides aid to Mexican children who have suffered severe burns. The statement from Mexico's Navy says the plane had an accident during its approach to Galveston, but it did not elaborate. The cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Democrats pressuring the Justice Department.
The Senate's top Democrat is urging the Senate to take legal action over the Justice Department's staggering Epstein files release. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging his colleagues to take legal action over the Justice Department's incremental and heavily redacted release of records about the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Schumer introduced a resolution that, if passed, would direct the Senate to file or join lawsuits aimed at forcing the Justice Department to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. That law, enacted last month, required disclosure of records by December 19th. In lieu of Republican support, Schumer's resolution will face an uphill battle for passage. But it allows Democrats to continue a pressure campaign for disclosure. The Senate is off until January 5th. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI. Because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Nobody matched all six numbers for the massive Powerball lottery drawing last night. The jackpot now goes up to $1.7 billion. It's expected to be the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. history. One of the NFL's most successful modern franchises is on the move. Correspondent Gethin Kulba reports.
The Kansas City Chiefs have announced they will leave their longtime home at Arrowhead Stadium for a new domed stadium that will be built across the Kansas-Missouri state line and be ready for the start of the 2031 season. The announcement Monday came shortly after a council of Kansas lawmakers voted unanimously to allow for star bonds to be issued to cover up to 70% of the cost of the stadium and accompanying mixed-use district. The Chiefs have played at Arrowhead in Kansas City, Missouri since 1972. I'm Gethin Kulba.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The U.S. military says it has conducted another strike against a boat following intelligence the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations along narco-trafficking routes in the Eastern Pacific. U.S. Southern Command posted a video which appears to show a number of strikes landing near and on the boats before it catches fire. Southern Command provided no evidence that the vessel was engaged in drug smuggling. At least 105 people have been killed in 29 known strikes since early September. The Trump administration has said the strikes were meant to stop the flow of drugs into the U.S. and increase pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The attacks have faced scrutiny from U.S. lawmakers and human rights activists who say the administration has offered scant evidence that its targets are indeed drug smugglers and say the fatal strikes amount to extrajudicial killings. I'm Karen Shamas.
Flanked by his top national security aides, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, President Trump unveiled plans for a new Navy battleship. But with a two-pronged campaign targeting alleged drug boats and now sanctioned oil tankers well underway, reporters asked about his intentions toward Venezuela and its President Nicolas Maduro.
He can do whatever he wants. I mean, we have a massive armada formed, the biggest we've ever had. And by far the biggest we've ever had in South America. He could do whatever he wants. It's all right. Whatever he wants to do. If he wants to do something, if he plays tough, it'll be the last time he's ever able to play tough.
Trump's threat came as the U.S. Coast Guard chased one of those tankers the Trump administration describes as part of a dark fleet Venezuela's using to evade U.S. sanctions. Trump predicts we'll end up getting it. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Donald Trump has announced a bold plan for the Navy to build a new large battleship as part of a larger version to create a Golden Fleet.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
Just a month ago, the Navy scrapped plans to build a new small warship, citing growing delays and cost overruns, deciding instead to go with a modified version of a Coast Guard cutter. Cost overruns have also doomed other newly designed ships like the new Ford-class aircraft carrier and Columbia-class submarines. Trump says,
"And we're going to be working very hard with companies, but we're also going to be penalizing companies that aren't doing a good job."
Trump says his new battleship will be armed with hypersonic missiles, railguns, and high-powered lasers, all technologies that are still being developed by the Navy. A coalition of 21 attorneys general from Democratic-led states have sued the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and its director. They argue that the White House decision to withhold funds from the agency is unconstitutional. The lawsuit centers on the Trump administration's claim that the CFPB can only be funded by the Federal Reserve's profits. The Federal Reserve has been running at a loss since 2022. The Democratic attorneys general argue that the CFPB was lawfully created by Congress and must be funded. They say defunding the agency will hinder efforts to stop predatory lenders and scammers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been in pursuit of another tanker since Sunday in the Caribbean Sea. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says the vessel was part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion, was flying a false flag, and had been sanctioned. This comes as President Trump intensifies targeting the Venezuelan government. It also comes after the Trump administration announced Saturday it had seized an oil tanker for the second time in less than 2 weeks. President Trump has said the U.S. will carry out a blockade of Venezuela and wants the South American country to return assets it seized from U.S. oil companies years ago. In response, President Maduro says his country is ready to accelerate the pace of our deep revolution. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration is pausing leases for 5 large-scale offshore wind projects under construction along the East Coast, citing unspecified national security risks identified by the Pentagon. The Interior Department says unclassified U.S. government reports have long found that the movement of massive turbine blades and the highly reflective towers create radar interference known as clutter. The pause is effective immediately and gives the Interior Department time to work with the Defense Department and other agencies to evaluate possible ways to reduce the risks posed by the projects. The projects affected include Vineyard Wind in Massachusetts, Revolution Wind in Rhode Island and Connecticut, Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind, and Sunrise Wind and Empire Wind in New York. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
That's Chris Rea.
Oh, I can't wait to see those faces.
His family says the singer-songwriter has died after a short illness. His albums The Road to Hell and Auberge both reached number one. The song Road to Hell, quite literally about the frustrations of driving on England's motorways during rush hour. In 2011, he told the AP,
I see myself as a musician that's looking for images for people to watch while they're listening to my music. So consequently, the music is always finished. And then it's what do you do with the music?
I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line.
Chris Rea was 74.
And it's been so long.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Bourbon maker Jim Beam halting production at one of its distilleries in Kentucky for at least a year starting in 2026 as the whiskey industry navigates tariffs from the Trump administration and slumping demand for a product that needs years of aging before it's ready. Jim Beam says the decision at its Claremont location gives the company time to invest in improvements at the distillery. The bottling and warehouse at the site will remain open along with the visitor center and restaurant. The company's larger distillery in Boston, Kentucky, will continue to operate. Whiskey makers are dealing with back-and-forth arguments over tariffs in Europe and in Canada. A boycott started after the Trump administration suggested annexing the country into the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
Barry Manilow will have surgery to remove a cancerous spot on his left lung. He's also rescheduled his upcoming concerts in January. The singer announced on Instagram that doctors caught it so early thanks to an MRI in the wake of a long bout with bronchitis. Manilow expects he will not need chemo or radiation, just chicken soup and I Love Lucy reruns. His representative said it's a stage 1 tumor and that the surgery would take place in late December. Manilow plans to return to action with Valentine's weekend concerts beginning February 12th in Las Vegas. His arena concerts will resume February 28th in Florida. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Authorities are actively searching for 3 inmates who escaped from a county jail 10 miles east of Atlanta, including one charged with murder. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says that the breakout happened early Monday morning at the DeKalb County Jail. Authorities discovered the escape during a routine security check. The Sheriff's Office says that the men might be armed and are considered dangerous, and is urging the public to exercise extreme caution and not to approach them. The inmates, aged 24 to 31, face charges including armed robbery and arson. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week.
The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Monday. The index is just below the all-time high it set earlier this month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 227 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.5%. Gold and silver prices reached records, and crude oil prices jumped after the Coast Guard said it was pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean. Uber and Lyft rose after announcing plans to bring robo-taxis to London next year. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Brock Purdy tossed a career-high 5 touchdowns to lead the 11-4 49ers in a 48-27 rout of the Colts.
On the road, tough environment, Monday Night Football, Phillip Rivers, like they got, you know, some momentum over there and stuff, so just a huge win for us.
The 44-year-old Rivers had 2 TDs in his first home start since re-signing with the Colts, whose 5th straight loss sent the Bills, Jaguars, and Chargers into the playoffs. The Chiefs will leave Arrowhead Stadium for a new stadium across the Kansas-Missouri State line in 2031. The NFL has suspended Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf for 2 games following an altercation with a fan during the team's victory over Detroit. Metcalf will miss Sunday's game in Cleveland and the regular season finale against Baltimore. CBS TV cameras captured the confrontation between Metcalf and a fan during the second quarter of Pittsburgh's 29-24 win over Detroit. The fan leaned over the railing and exchanged words with Metcalf before Metcalf ended the confrontation by swinging his right arm in the vicinity of the fan's face. Hornets rookie Con Knipple became the fastest player in NBA history to reach 100 three-pointers made in a 139-123 loss at Cleveland. And men's college hoops, number 2 Michigan is closing in on number 1 Arizona, and Duke fell out of the top 5 in the AP Top 25. Sports were turned upside down 50 years ago Tuesday by a man who never threw or kicked a ball. A lawyer with expertise in labor relations struck down Major League Baseball's reserve clause, which had bound players to their team since the 1870s. No one could have predicted then that the 65-page decision issued December 23, 1975 by arbitrator Peter Seitz would lead to an upheaval that made thousands of players multimillionaires. Seitz was immediately fired by MLB and later compared baseball owners to, quote, the French barons of the 12th century. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Officials say Russia fired more than 650 drones and 36 missiles at Ukraine in a large-scale attack that began during the night and stretched into daylight hours on Tuesday. At least 3 people were killed, including a 4-year-old child. The bombardment came a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said progress in US-led peace talks is quite solid. However, Ukrainian and European officials have complained that Putin is not sincerely engaging with US-led peace efforts. US President Donald Trump has for months been pressing for a peace agreement, but the negotiations have become entangled in the very different demands from Moscow and Kyiv. The killing of a general in Moscow follows a series of assassinations that Russia blames on Ukraine. Lieutenant General Fanil Salvarov was killed on Monday morning after an explosive device detonated underneath his car in southern Moscow, according to investigators. He was the head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces. Russia's Investigative Committee spokesperson Svetlana Petrenko said investigators were pursuing several lines of inquiry. She said that included the possibility that the crime was orchestrated by Ukrainian intelligence services. Russia has accused Ukraine of carrying out a number of high-profile attacks against prominent Russians since Moscow invaded its neighbor nearly 4 years ago. While Kyiv has hinted at its involvement in some cases, Ukrainian officials have often stopped short of publicly claiming responsibility. I'm Karen Shemas.
The documents made public following Navid Akram's video court appearance from a Sydney hospital where he's been treated for an abdominal injury, make clear the two men recorded footage justifying the meticulously planned attack. Officers had wounded Akram at the scene of the December 14 shootings and killed his father, Sajid Akram. The Akrams had begun their attack by throwing 4 improvised explosive devices towards a crowd celebrating an annual Jewish event at Bondi Beach. But the devices failed to explode, the documents say. Police described the devices as 3 aluminium pipe bombs and a tennis ball bomb containing an explosive gunpowder and steel ball bearings. None detonated, but police describe them as viable IEDs. Turkey's Anadolu agency says that the suspect was identified as Mehmet Gulen, a member of the group's Afghanistan-based Islamic State Khorasan branch. He was caught in a covert operation and transferred to Turkey. It remains unclear when the operation took place or whether Afghan and Pakistani authorities were at all involved. Anadolu adds the capture may have thwarted planned suicide attacks in Turkey and elsewhere, and allegedly exposed the group's recruitment methods and provided intelligence on its planned activities. The attack has knocked France's National Postal Service and its banking arm offline, blocking and delaying package deliveries and online payments at the height of the busy Christmas season. The postal service, called La Poste, said in a statement that a distributed denial of service incident, or DDoS, rendered its online services inaccessible, adding the incident had no impact on customer data but disrupted package and mail deliveries. At a Paris post office decked out in holiday garlands and usually bustling at this time of year, employees have had to turn away frustrated customers lining up to send or retrieve packages, including Christmas gifts. After Francis's sometimes tumultuous 12-year pontificate, Pope Leo XIV has generally sought to be more of a peacemaker, praising unity. Following in Pope Francis's footsteps, though, he uses a Christmas greeting to gently criticise his closest collaborators, wishing Vatican bureaucrats to work to forge communion with the Church and beyond. Leo says, when perhaps after many years spent serving the Curia, where issues are discussed and decided, we note with disappointment the certain dynamics linked to the exercise of power, the desire to excel, and the pursuit of strong interests are slow to change. Leo asks, is it possible to be friends in the Roman Curia, to have relationships of genuine fraternal friendship? Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and her Greenlandic counterpart, Jens Frederik Nielsen, say in a joint statement, national borders and the sovereignty of states are rooted in international law. They're fundamental principles. You cannot annex another country, not even with an argument about international security. Donald Trump's announcement on Sunday that Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry would be the US special envoy has prompted a new flare-up of tensions over Washington's interest in the vast semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, a NATO ally, and in particular Greenland. Denmark's foreign minister has told broadcasters that he plans to summon the US ambassador. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.